He says, "I appreciate it," but says, "I know that you and him both were sick when you made it." I said, "Well, now listen, we got along better trying to get out and get some sun and fresh air and all." And I said, of course, we had to buy fertilizer and everything like that. But I said, I get, me and him, we get a kick out dividing with the one half us.
Well, that's the fun of having a garden, I think, sharing it with somebody.
That's the truth.
I know Daddy plants a garden big enough for all of us and half the other county, too.
But, you see, that's what I done with this church of Penn. They'd make up a list to hit that. Well, they didn't see me. They'd make it up, you know. Long good while after I didn't go there. There were 3 years I didn't go much at all. Because my husband was sick and I couldn't leave him. When it was hot weather, he turned that gas on. They said, "Oh, that."
Just didn't know what he was doing.
I just had to stay. And I told him all. But the preacher we had then, he never missed. He worked. But he preached and worked too. Listen up here now. He won't hit a lick at a snake. He won't even go to see one of his members. I can't hear, but the Bible says tell the truth, don't it? And that's what kills me out. And then doubling and tripling his wages. And when they went to get rid of him here 2 years ago, you know what he told them? He said, "Well, you're going to all put me out, but says you're all going to pay me. So you all signed an agreement to pay me so many $1,000 a year." Hmm. And he says, "I'm going to have it."
Well, that doesn't sound like
that's all he's doing about it. Pretty. Just getting up there. And, honey, I've seen a time when he didn't have a dozen to listen at him preaching. When we used to, they had the aisles full, the seats full, and standing up in the ends of the church and in the way you come in the church.
They don't do it no more.
They don't have none up in them with you. Just a few. Just a few.
And losing them all the time. We were talking about breads. And besides the donuts and other breads we were talking about, what about the kind of bread that you fry and eat with syrup and butter poured over it? Little round cakes that you can cook 3 or 4 in a pan at a time.
That's biscuits.
All right. About the ones that you cook on top of the stove in grease that are flat and you pour syrup on top of
them. Oh, batter cakes.
You make your batter cakes out of flour or meal?
Flour and a little meal.
Mix it together.
And eggs and butter.
Yeah. Do you like the bulk kind of hand?
Yeah, I use them because, you see, I can't use my hand. You can see how my junk is rolled. And this, I can't use it. Pick up nothing from that hand. And I can't hold nothing from the stove to the table to set it down. I have to take both hands and get a big rag, you know, just hot. And the dish. While my sister over there worries herself to death, and it's about me being burned. I burn my hands, I'll admit
but
that.
But you know to be careful, don't you? So do what you can and be careful.
And then when I was canning,